Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, as you heard in the news bulletin there, Fine Gael presidential candidate Mairead McGuinness has announced that she is withdrawing from the race. In a statement released this afternoon, she says she made the very difficult decision to withdraw on health grounds. Independent Catherine Connolly, who at the moment is the sole declared candidate for presidency, this afternoon wished Mairead and her family well. At this time, well, for reaction to the news this afternoon, I'm joined on the line by former Fine Gael TD and party member Noel Rock, and also by Dr. Kevin Cunningham, who's lecturer in politics at TU Dublin and founder of Ireland Thinks polling company. You're both very welcome to the programme. And Noel Rock, I'll come to you first of all. What is your reaction to the news?
Yeah, it's a surprise and a sad one. Across the Fine Gael party, and indeed for people up and down the country, our thoughts are very much with Mairead and her family, and we're wishing her the very best in the time ahead. We had a clear view that she would have made an excellent president of Ireland. That was a very settled and clear view within Fine Gael, and indeed for many people up and down the country. But sometimes there are things in life that are more important than politics, and this is certainly one of them. So we're wishing her the very best and a full recovery in the time ahead.
Yeah, certainly, I'd echo that. Our thoughts are with Mairead McGuinness. But the presidential race continues, of course, doesn't it? I mean, politics doesn't stop, as you know as well. Doesn't matter what the personal challenge or whatever the case may be. What does this mean for the race and for the Fine Gael Executive Council now? They have to decide what to do next, don't they, Noel?
Yeah, I'm afraid, politics will do what politics does and it will continue. So, the election is happening in a little more than 2 months' time. And, that is a fact. So the tarnished party leader, Simon Harris, has said that in the days ahead, Fine Gael will consider the presidential election further and we'll convene what's called our executive council. So essentially the board of Fine Gael, if you like, elected by the membership of Fine Gael, mm-hmm. to consider this in light of this news. Obviously, the plan was in place for Mairead McGuinness to be the candidate, and a good bit of preparation had gone into that. Mm-hmm. So now there'll have to be a period of reflection and reassessment, and that'll happen in the time ahead. But for today, very much the folks of the party, the thoughts of everybody in the party, and the thoughts of people outside politics or across politics are definitely with Mairead.
Yeah, for sure. But very quickly, as you say, thoughts will have to turn, I suppose, to who else could do the job for us in Fine Gael. That's what you and your former party TD, but that's what your party would be thinking right now, isn't that right? Who will be on the list, do you think?
You can see kind of some names had occurred prior to Mairead, if you like, being the sole candidate going forward for the nomination. There are names that are Sean Kelly, Heather Humphreys, Francis Fitzgerald. We're very fortunate in Fine Gael in that we have a very deep bench of talent and many great people who could put their names forward in the time ahead. But I know for certain that none of these people will be putting their head above the parapet today.
Not for a couple of days' time, you'd imagine. Who would your preferred candidate be, though, or would you like to say at this point?
No, to be totally honest, I was very much planning and preparing to support Mairead in the forthcoming election. Mm-hmm. I was excited to campaign for her. I thought she was a great commissioner. I thought she was a great person. I'm sad today, I suppose, more than anything else. And I don't really want to get too much into the speculation.
And I do understand that. Just right now, I've been given a statement, though, from Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly. Can I read it to you and our listeners? Sean Kelly says, "It's with great disappointment that I've learned of Mairead McGuinness's decision to withdraw her candidacy for President of Ireland on medical grounds. Having worked closely with Mairead for the vast majority of my time in politics, I can say with certainty that she would have been an outstanding candidate and an exceptional president of Ireland. I was really looking forward to getting out on the campaign trail in support of someone as accomplished, respected and popular as Mairead. I join all my Fine Gael colleagues and indeed the wider public in wishing Mairead the very best at this time. This is not a decision she would have taken lightly, and I'm sure it comes with great personal disappointment to her and her family." I just wonder, what can I get your reaction to that? I mean, that's it seems to be quite a sincere sentiment from Sean Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's a lovely heartfelt statement. Sean would have been a former colleague of Mairead's in the European Parliament, of course. He would have worked with her when she was a European Commissioner as well. I think that kind of reflects what everybody in the party is thinking, you know, without putting a speculative layer on it or a political layer on it. You know, people are kind of knocked for six right now.
Yeah.
We were all very much preparing in earnest to give it our all for Mairead. And now, unfortunately, that isn't to be. But like I said, there are just some things in life that are more important than politics. And when it comes to someone's health, that obviously has to take the front seat.
Yeah, you're dead right. Stay with me, Noel Rock, if you can. I'm joined, as well, as I say, by Dr. Kevin Cunningham. What do you make? What's your reaction? What do you make of the news this afternoon, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, my sympathies go out to Mairead, obviously, and her family. It's obviously a very difficult time for her, for more ways than one, obviously, not least thinking about the political machinations, which is, you know, she was arguably the favourite here in this contest. She was gaining enormous amounts of support, not just from Fine Gael voters, but also very substantially, she seemed to be getting a lot of support from Fianna Fáil supporters, from what we could see in the polling data. And that really helped to ensure that she was the standout favourite, really, in this contest, which now obviously is very wide open now as a result, I guess.
What does this mean then for Fianna Fáil or for Sinn Féin? They had a candidate who was out quite early and a prominent candidate in Mairead McInnes for Fine Gael. And that would have weighed up, I'd say, in terms of the other people in the other parties who would have been figuring out if they could beat the candidates that were declared already. Now Mairead McInnes is withdrawing on health grounds. Does it mean anything for Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin? Mary Lou, for example, mooted as a possible candidate for Sinn Féin. Would that be part of the reckoning now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it'd be mad for them not to consider this as a massive, having a massive impact on their considerations. I think Mairead McInnes's relative strength ensured that perhaps many candidates that might have come forward for other parties might have been less willing to do so, because they might have seen that this contest being relatively, I wouldn't say sewn up or anything like that, but, you know, she was so strong that it really made it very difficult for other candidates to emerge. You know, Fianna Fáil are probably the biggest winners, I guess, if you can call it that, as a result of this. Because, as I said, you know, even in our last poll, amongst those that supported Fianna Fáil, most of them were picking Mairead McInnes over, say, Mary Hannafin, the Fianna Fáil candidate, or indeed previously, in a previous poll, over Bertie Ahern. Now, in the absence of Mairead McInnes, and perhaps replaced by arguably, you know, the three candidates that that Noel mentioned there are kind of the three that you have your eye on, and three that we've polled previously, they're not quite as strong as Mairead McInnes, and it really opens up the possibility for a potential unity candidate of some sort for Fianna Fáil, someone who can actually win Fine Gael voters, or at least hold on to more Fianna Fáil supporters.
Do you mean that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael might say, is there any candidate we could run and support as a two-party unit?
No, not really. Sort of what I'm saying is that, if for all intents and purposes, from the voters' perspective, if you look at the composition of the vote in the polling to date, Mairead McInnes was getting so much of the Fianna Fáil vote that she was, in effect, a kind of a unity candidate, although not obviously prescribed by the two parties. Mm-hmm. You know, she gained that level of support. It just means that it's just more possible for Fianna Fáil to actually get a lot more support for any putative candidate in the absence of Mairead McInnes, given how much of their supporters actually liked her as a candidate. You know, and for Sinn Féin, obviously, it's a little bit different. There isn't the same level of overlap. Obviously, for Catherine Connolly, you know, some advantages there, although I can't imagine there's too many voters kind of switching from Mairead McInnes to her. But broadly speaking, you know, such a relatively speaking charismatic and strong candidate made it difficult for anyone else in the race. So it really, really does open it wide open.
Mm-hmm. Noel, there is the other possibility now that we could have an outsider, another outsider, let's say, from outside of politics, say, throw their hat in the ring as an independent, because they see a candidate who was accomplished, who had party backing, who would have had possibly widespread appeal, according to Fine Gael, leave the race. I mean, could it prompt somebody we haven't mentioned before now to make a stake for the presidency?
Yeah, I mean, it is, of course, possible. Democracy loves variety. And, you know, this is an unusual but sad circumstance that has emerged kind of 2 months out from the election. So I'm sure there are kind of a number of people looking at this now. And I'm certain that in the days and weeks ahead, the parties will have to reconsider and recalibrate what seemed like well-set strategies. But, you know, for this moment, I suppose for now, I think the thoughts of everybody across the political spectrum are very much with Mairead. But yeah. I mean, look, I suspect presently the ballot has one person on it as it stands.
Okay.
So that's going to have to change, obviously.
Can I ask you, Kevin, about Gareth Sheridan? Because he launched his campaign today. He's seeking council support. He reckons he has two councils backing him. And we also mentioned that Catherine Connolly is in. She's the sole declared candidate at the moment. What do you make of the campaign so far? Is it relatively slow moving? Will it gather a pace, in your opinion, in the autumn?
Well, yeah, I think Gareth Sheridan's candidacy kind of highlights what can happen in presidential candidates, that if you come in as a relative unknown, that invariably if you're going to gain any sense of popularity, there will come with that a level of scrutiny. And I think there's been quite considerable scrutiny over his candidacy. And you can kind of compare that, I guess, against sort of Mary McGuinness and Catherine Connolly, obviously, who benefited from an early candidacy. And perhaps because there isn't necessarily the same level of issues over their candidacy, they're more well known, then invariably there's going to be less scrutiny, I guess, in some respect. I think that's a natural way in which presidential campaigns occur. You know, there's a lot of scrutiny over candidates because they're, you know, we need to understand a little bit more about them.
And it intensifies as time goes on as well, of course. Look, we'll talk again, I'm sure, very soon. Dr. Kevin Cunningham, thank you. And Noel Rock, former TD, Fine Gael TD, thank you as well.